This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. Vendors in downtown Denver are extremely happy about the return of crowds for today's All-Star Game. Many couldn't run last year because of the pandemic. Kristen Moffitt sells peanuts and water to fans outside Coors Field during Rockies games. She says it's a welcome return to normal.
It's been really, really fun to see the different teams, the different people, and everybody's happy. Everyone's getting along. Everyone's enjoying this really cool experience.
The first pitch is tonight at 5:30. The University of Colorado Boulder wants to give away more than 100 acres of land it planned to use for a southern campus. CPR's Paolo Shalsida has more.
The original plot CU Boulder purchased in 1996 covers more than 300 acres. Plans to develop the property never happened. Now the university will turn half of that land over to the city of Boulder. The goal is to build stormwater detection systems protecting more than 1,000 downstream homes from future floods. The remaining land will eventually become university housing. Both the University of Colorado Regents and Boulder City Council have to approve the plan before it progresses. I'm Paolo Shalsida, CPR News.
Approvals for oil and gas drilling on public and tribal lands in the U.S. could reach their highest level in more than a decade. The Interior Department approved about 2,500 permits to drill so far this year. That includes hundreds in Colorado. Despite many approvals, drilling activity and oil production are low when compared to the last 5 years. In Denver, it's cloudy and 79. Grand Junction is at 81. This is CPR News.